Wanting to explore and see the world in her early 20s, Karen Goforth came to the U.S. from Melbourne, Australia, about 40 years ago. When she arrived, she discovered more opportunities for women in the States. Today, she tells us her story for our series, First Days in America.
Everything was so big when I first got here to the States. It just seemed like everything was just so large. All you see is cars, you see buildings, you see people, and the food, I mean, the portions, everything was just so big. And so it was just fascinating. I felt like I was in Gulliver's Travels or something like that, you know. That's kind of how I felt.
My name is Karen Goforth. So what brought me over here originally was that a friend of mine had married a ski instructor when I lived in New Zealand. And we decided that we wanted to come over and travel. And some of my first memories were Hollywood Boulevard. We went to Rodeo Drive. It was so much fun, everything I ever thought it would be. Leaving Australia, it was different. And I wanted to explore. I wanted to travel. I wasn't leaving just because I thought I could change my career path. But when I got here, it just seemed that this is where I was supposed to be, was here in America. My mom hated the fact that I left. It was not something that she enjoyed. And my sister loved to travel as well, so neither one of us were there. My mom also grew up in a time when divorced women were kind of an anomaly. Divorce just wasn't something that happened in Australia that often in her era, and she was in her 20s when she got divorced. It made a huge difference to me moving to the States. I got a job working in construction, and that was totally unusual, especially being a female and coming from Australia, which was union, and you weren't allowed to do that kind of thing back there then. So that was truly empowering to know, wow, I can do this. If I can do this, I can do whatever I want now. The opportunities have just been there for me here. I'm the Vice President of Human Resources at The Row. The Row comprises of three casinos, and it's the Eldorado, Silver Legacy, and Circus Circus Reno. I'd never worked in a casino before and had some opportunities with some people that were great mentors to me. And the doors just kind of opened, and you know, I'm a hard worker. I've never not given in my all, and I don't know if that would have been as available to me if I had stayed in Australia. I don't have any regrets leaving Australia. I think, you know, you sometimes wonder, I wonder what would have happened had I stayed. Where would I be? I love going back there. I love visiting there. Sometimes I didn't even know if it was always going to work out, but yeah, those decisions I've made have, sometimes there are spur of the moment things, and you know, you just go, well, let's go for it, because all we have to do is turn around and come back now if it doesn't work out, and reevaluate, and you say, okay, that one didn't work, so now let's go in a different area and let's go to a different place. But don't be afraid to, you know, don't ever be afraid to go and try it and see if it's going to work or not. Just take that leap of faith.
This story was produced by Nathaniel Perez, a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism who participated in NPR's Next Generation Radio program, which mentors student reporters. To hear all of the stories in the First Days in America series, visit KUNR.org.